Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. Welcome to, amen, our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Today, we're going to talk about the power of connection. I got up early this morning, and I was talking to the Lord about different things, and what came to me as I was talking to him was the power of connection, and the Lord just began to speak some things to me, and I am going to just leave you with some encouragement on today. I'm not going to be with you very long because I am going to delve into this subject, and we are going to be able to talk about it even further, and I would like to even bring some others in on this one as well. The power of connection. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, I give you glory and I give you honor, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward me. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in the midst of us. I thank you, Lord, amen, that you are our keeper and our help, amen, in the time of trouble. You are God and God all by yourself. I praise God for the knowledge and the privilege of knowing that you are the true and the living God. You are our Lord and our Savior. Amen. You are a good, good Father and our shepherd. Oh, God, we thank you. And most of all, Lord God, I thank you most of all that you are our deliverer, my hero, Jesus Christ. I give you glory, honor, and I praise you, oh God. Bless every soul that is listening right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move every obstacle out of their way, even right now, Lord, that they be able to hear what you are speaking into the atmosphere, even right now. Lord God, allow them to catch a hold, amen, to that you have in the atmosphere just for them, right where they are, right now. Lord, you see all things, you know all things, and you hear, Lord God, the whimper of each and every one of our hearts. Lord, you hear us when we are screaming. You hear us when we are silent. You see us when the whole world, Lord God, is called, feel invisible. You see all things and you know it all. Oh, Lord God, move mightily in the midst of all of us, Lord God, that we might become all that you have called us to be, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward us. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking today about the power of connection. What is connection? The New Oxford Dictionary says that connection is a relationship in which a person, thing, or idea is linked or associated with something or someone else. John Donne was a 17th century English author who said in a sermon, "No man is an island. No one is self-sufficient. Everyone relies on others." We are human. We as humans take for granted the power of connection. At the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11, they understood the power and would have reached the heavens if God had not confused their language. In families where there is powerful connection but tend to rebel and miss the message. At work, teams miss the message and the power of connection when they don't see the strength of each of the individuals is the strength of the team. And instead, they try to usurp each other's power instead of viewing it as one, the team as one, and the strength being that power. Amen. That power, amen, that comes forth for the team, from the team, that power of connection. And the body of Christ misses it when we don't view every part of the body as important. All of it is needed to function, and when any part is missing, the whole body is out of sync. Our connection equals power, the greatest of all. to God, our Creator, the one who made all things to function and to connect in His awesome power. There is an awesome power in connection, and Jesus is our source of that power, the one who connects us in the Spirit and to each other. We were created for connection. Amen. We were created to be in relationship with the God of the universe. It was always our intended positioning. Amen. The power of connection. I want to encourage you today to stay connected to Jesus, because we have an enemy who fears connection. It's the reason why he constantly is trying to isolate us and remove us from our source of power. Remember, one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. Remember, where two or three are gathered together in his name, in the name of Jesus, he is there in the midst of us. Remember not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Remember, we have an enemy who fears connection, going to do whatever he can to isolate us, to remove us from that source of our power, to remove us, amen, from the saints of God who are praying for us and with us, to isolate us in such a way that instead of drawing toward those things that bring strength into our lives, we will move further away and withdraw, because the enemy is trying to isolate us. Now look what happens when people begin to become isolative. Amen. They begin to think things that are not so. They begin to withdraw from their circumstances, withdraw from their lives, withdraw from their families and from the people that love them. When they withdraw from their connections, that is the enemy distracting them away from their purpose. There is power in our connection, because we were all purposed and intended to be in relationship with to the God of the universe, with him. Amen. And he wants us to remain connected. I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you today to stay connected to the source of our power. Amen. Stay connected to the source of our salvation. Stay connected to our Creator and our Keeper. Stay connected to the author and the finisher, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. Connected to the one who loves us most and knows us best. Stay connected, because our enemy, it is he that is going about throughout the earth seeking whom he can devour, seeking those that he can pull away from the source of our power, our connection to the God of the universe, the living God, our salvation. He is seeking whom he may devour. He wants to take as many as he can with him. So he has put out a lie and several lies, as a matter of fact, so that we can become distracted and isolated away from the source of our connection, the source of power. Our source is Jesus, amen. He is our salvation, and there is nothing that we cannot have through him. Amen. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. But if we allow ourselves to be removed from the source of our strength, the source of our power, we become weak, amen. We'll become isolated. And we will be destroyed. If we remove ourselves from the source of our power, the source, the power of this connection, the power of Jesus Christ, amen. It is life in this power. There's life in this connection. If we become so isolated and so removed from this power, we will die. We will die. We cannot be sustained with away from the source of our strength. He is our source. Glory to God. I want to encourage you today, amen, to stay connected. To stay connected. Stay connected. Stay connected. There is power, power in this connection. Amen. The power of connection. Amen. We need each other and we need the Lord. Hallelujah. Every part of the body of Christ is important. And every part of the body of Christ is significant. All of us have a place and all of us have a duty. All of us have strength. All of us. And all of us are strong as long as we stay connected to the source, amen, of our connection. And that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us remember the power of connection. Amen. Hold on to those connections. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God strengthen you and God keep you today. Amen. This is a subject that we will be coming back to. Amen. In the very near future, look forward to it. I am going to speak with some elders in the Word. Amen. To see if we can get some speakers to come on with us. Amen. And talk about the power of connection. Amen. God keep you. God bless you. God anoint you. Until next time, amen, amen, the power of connection.